Coral reefs all over the world are facing a big problem called coral bleaching. This happens when the coral gets stressed because the water is too hot, and it turns white. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, in the United States says that this is the fourth time this has happened on a global scale. Coral reefs are really important for the ocean, fishing, and making a lot of money. Scientists from the US, Australia, Kenya, and Brazil are upset and angry because they see the coral they love being hurt or killed by warm oceans. The first signs of coral bleaching were seen in the Caribbean last year when people noticed that the water off the coast of Florida was as warm as a hot tub. Since then, more than half of the world's coral, including the Great Barrier Reef in Australia and coastlines in Tanzania, Mauritius, Brazil, Pacific Islands, the Red Sea, and the Persian Gulf, have been affected. The reason for this is that the temperature of the ocean is getting higher because of climate change and a natural climate event called El Niño. The ocean temperature broke its record last August and has been higher than normal almost every day since then. Coral is really important because it gives homes to 25% of all the sea animals. But if the coral gets too stressed and the temperature is 1 degree Celsius higher than it can handle for 2 months, it can die. When the coral dies, fish and other animals that use the coral to find their way can have a hard time getting back home. Coral can get better after being stressed, but it takes a few years. As the bleaching events happen more often and get worse, the time for the coral to recover gets shorter. The last big bleaching event happened from 2014 to 2016, and since then, the ocean has been getting hotter. Some coral that lives in cooler and deeper water might be able to survive longer as the planet gets warmer, but scientists agree that coral reefs will change forever. Trying to fix small parts of the coral is not enough to save it all over the world. The only way to make sure the coral survives is if we quickly and globally reduce the amount of greenhouse gases we make to stop the ocean from getting too hot. Coral reefs show us what will happen to nature when the planet gets warmer, and we need to learn from this to stop the same thing from happening to other ecosystems.